Dealing with fame.
So, Simon, when you won Pop Idol 5 years ago, I imagine that it was difficult dealing with the fame.
Well, at first, the fame thing was a bit of a shock. It was very, very fast. Suddenly, there were huge pictures of me everywhere. I didn't know what to expect. Nobody prepares you for anything like that. I was 23, young, and a bit naive, and every newspaper wanted to interview me. I was left totally confused. I didn't know how to cope. You have to understand, I'm a working-class boy from Birmingham. I was brought up on a big council estate and my father was unemployed. I certainly didn't know anyone famous and I never imagined being famous myself. Plus, I had a really negative image of myself. I was useless at school. I failed all my exams and my mother kept telling me I'd end up like my father on the dole, you know. Well, for a while I thought I'd just take the money, get out and go and live somewhere in the Scottish Highlands. Well, then I thought of Miss Williams, the one teacher at school who'd believed in me. I remember she said, "Simon, don't think of where you're from, but what you can do." And so I bought myself a return rail ticket for my Pop Idol interview, and of course the rest is history. Well, after that, I thought about what my life had been like before I became successful. I'd spent years as a struggling singer cleaning flats in London, and I didn't want to go back to that. Well, then I got offered more contracts and people started recognising me in the street and asking me for my autograph. But they were so nice and complimentary and I just thought, well, maybe I am quite good at this job. But what really helps me deal with fame is my family. My wife still complains if I don't do the ironing or make dinner. And when Laura, my two-year-old, sees me on TV, she just says, "Look, Daddy's on telly." And we laugh, you know. Well, last year I was at the Brit Awards for 2 weeks without them, rubbing shoulders with Chris Martin, the Arctic Monkeys, James Blunt, Madonna, Joss Stone and all the others. And I just kept thinking, I wish I were at home with my family, with a nice pizza and a nice bottle of red wine.